you're tuned in to Watering Self Love with me, Dani, and I hope everyone is having a great spring, kick off the spring so far. I know the weather has been, at least if you're in New York, the weather has been a bit up and down, but hopefully it'll be consistent and that we can rock out the rest of spring into summer with a nice steady pace. Anyways, I want to really get into putting yourself first for the sake of your health. And what made me think about this was in the news that broke out about the Princess of Wales, her cancer diagnosis, and the fact that she waited 2 months to announce it for the sake of her kids enjoying Easter. And I understand that, you know, when it comes to having younger family members in your life and you're going through a health crisis, you don't want to burden them with such a serious news. However, I feel like for yourself, for your wellness, you have to consider how things are going to change for you first. I know, in case you saw that a little bit, you have to consider how it affects you first, because it's you that has to deal with treatment, that has to deal with the different changes schedule-wise, different changes and dynamics in your life in terms of how to manage your health. So I'm a strong believer in putting yourself first, especially if it's a diagnosis like cancer or diabetes or something that you really, that's really life altering in a health aspect. And another reason I brought this up is because a few months ago, a woman from our church, a well-known wife of a pastor, was battling cancer for a year silently. And when the news broke that she had passed away, everyone was shocked. I mean, I didn't know who she was until my mom had described her to me, and I realized, wow, I always thought that woman was loving, considerate, caring, and to find out that she passed away suffering alone, well, almost alone because her husband knew, it was disheartening because she didn't have to. There were a lot of people willing and ready to help her. However, I believe because mainly in Black culture, when we're dealing with something that's very serious in the health aspect, we like to keep it to ourselves. But I think we need to practice the opposite, because having a community of support can really make a difference in your healing process. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure that having people there for you, actually, there was a book I read called You've Been Chosen by Cint Marshall. She is, I believe, president of the Mavericks. And of course, Google, and I'll definitely check and add confirmation in my description to this episode. But yes, she, in her book, she describes how she battled and overcame cancer, and her community really played a role in making sure that she was well, from bringing her to her treatments, to helping out, bringing food to her family's home, checking in on her, helping her in terms of updates from work. So to that degree, it really does make a difference when you vocalize that you are not okay, that you are dealing with something very serious health-wise, and that you have to prioritize what to do for yourself, because it will make or break how you overcome this a certain health crisis. Especially for women, as women, we are natural caregivers, caretakers, and I know that we always are considerate of how our lives are affecting others, so I get it. But women, we matter as well. Our health matters, extremely, extremely, extremely important to remember that. And I hope this was helpful and a great reminder that if you're going through a health crisis, or you're realizing that whether it's as something not as scary as fatigue or long-going fatigue, or realizing that you are mentally, emotionally drained and you need to make a few changes for your health, do that, because at the end of the day, you cannot pour into others unless you pour into yourself. I'm going to cut it there. I hope this was very helpful. And until next time,